divine call of light, the novel morning bright, the divine insight, the eternal countdown begins, the brave heart wins.
The Karmatit countdown, closing the account. Day 3. Now have the deep concern to become complete and Karmatit. In order to attain the Karmatit stage, it is especially essential to imbibe the power to pack up and the power to accommodate. A soul who is in some bondage of karma will only be able to act where he is, whereas a Karmatit soul will be able to play his part everywhere, while being anywhere, because he is Karmatit. The speed of such a soul is so fast that he can reach wherever he wants in a second. So, increase this experience. Open your diaries and write, power to pack up. On a new page, power to pack up. After writing, see it once. Everybody open the diary and write. If you don't have the diary, write on your mobile. When you will write, the focus will increase. If you only hear, the mind will wander here and there. Now close the eyes Imagine a suitcase. Which is open. See the color of that suitcase. Feel the texture of that suitcase. Now start closing that suitcase. Now see another suitcase which is open. The unfinished tasks, the unfulfilled desires, the emotional residue. The pending emotions. The unclosed accounts. Take everything and put in one bag, suitcase. Close all the accounts. The unhealed wounds, the misunderstood relationships, put everything into that bag and close the bag. Open the eyes. A man was carrying his suitcase open. It was heavy, and he was moving everywhere with that suitcase. And somebody asked, "Why you keep your suitcase open all the time?" And he said, "I might require something from the suitcase anytime, so I keep it open." The opened suitcase is leakage of energy. Back up. The scattered mind. Is less powerful. The focused mind indicates the state of completeness. No task is remaining. Nothing is pending. So today, make 2 practices. The first practice, whenever you will write chi and whenever you will write y, the y and the g loop should be completed. If you are writing g like this, and if you are writing g like this, or if you are writing g like this, it indicates that you have the habit of keeping things incomplete. Y loop and G loop should be complete. Back up. A man was sad, and he wrote a letter with anger. And he kept that letter with him. After many years, the pain is still in his heart. Another man wrote a letter in anger, and he burnt it on the same day, and it was gone. If you carry negativity in your heart for a long time, it becomes your nature. If you carry anger in your heart for a long time, the settled anger is called hatred. It turns into hatred. Let go. Things come and things go. So Baba said, the first power is the power to pack up. Stop and see what are the pending tasks. Stop and see what are the unfinished emotions. Stop and see what are the things in life which you always wanted to do and yet are undone. Start finishing small tasks. Collect moments of completeness. Go and clean the room. The cupboards, the bookshelves. The washrooms, the table. The power to pack up. And whenever you write G, and whenever you will write Y, see that you complete the loop. If you develop this habit of writing Y with complete loop and writing G with complete loop, you will gradually notice that you are completing all your tasks. Uninstall all those apps which you have not used in last 1 month. Probably you are not going to use them. Declutter the mobile, the computer screen. Clean the room and you start cleaning your inner room. The mind is filled with unnecessary details and waste. The task is not to increase awareness now. Baba is focusing on increasing the speed. So when you increase the power to pack up, your speed increases. And when you increase the power to accommodate, your space will increase. Now open your diary again and write down second power. Power to accommodate. Power to accommodate. Name the first power as power to pack up and name this as number two. Power to accommodate. Don't sit in the class without diary and pen. It will be pure waste of time to sit here. These are not lectures, but moments of realization. This is not a listening session, but an inward journey. Now close the eyes and see. in your inner chamber. Have you accommodated the faults, the failings, the weaknesses of others? Or there is a resistance? Do you feel uncomfortable in the presence of certain persons? Can you stand the insult, the complaints, the blames without resistance? Open the eyes. Suppose there is a single room and many guests come. Will they feel comfortable? And now there is another house which has got many rooms and many guests come. And each one of them gets a room. They feel comfortable. How many rooms we have in our heart? Can we accommodate everyone? We know this is a drama and every soul is unique actor. They have their unique specialities and at the same time idiosyncrasies, imperfections. Do I become unconscious throughout the day or remain conscious most of the time? The task is to become conscious of one's unconsciousness. Then only we can wake up. When you realize that I was sleeping, then you will wake up. Spirituality is a flow. The deep and the real experiences will come in the time of stillness. In the moments of silence, you are sitting and suddenly a new realization will come. When your mind is empty, when you are not full of words, when you are not full of dictionary, the speech will become musical. So these are the two powers. Pack up the unfinished tasks and accommodate. You don't have to improve yourself, you have to see yourself. Seeing is improvement. Observing is changing. Don't resist. If the anger comes, see the anger. If the lustful desires arise in the heart, see the journey of those passions. Watch them in their nudity, in their entire nakedness. Don't resist, don't fight. You don't have to conquer lust. You transcend lust. You go beyond it. It becomes worthless, meaningless. You don't run away. You don't fear. Just start observing yourself. You commit a mistake. Don't sit and cry and repent and write letters. penitence. Rather, watch the entire scene, replay the scene in your mind and observe the stark worthlessness of it, and it will drop on its own accord. You say something bad and you realize I should not have spoken. Now observe it again. Yesterday brother was saying one sentence and one laughter gave rise to the entire Mahabharata. If such a Mahabharata is taking place in the battlefield of your life, see which word, which laughter led to it. Go to the source. Observe it. Pure witnessing, choiceless witnessing, and see what happens. Karma will lose its grip. The karta will fall down, the doer will disappear. This disappearance of doer is karmatit. This vanishing of karta is karmatit. You do and yet you don't do. Karma doesn't leave any residue, any trace. And yet the karmas are loving, precise, exact, and full of prudence. The third thing which Baba said was, be anywhere and serve everywhere. Open your diary again and write down. Be anywhere but serve everywhere. Be anywhere but serve everywhere. This is the state of the freedom. And we are all lovers of freedom. You can sit at one place and serve the whole globe. When mind is free, unattached, the energy flows. Energy knows no barrier. You're not here just to serve one group of people. Your service is to the entire humanity. You're born for the world, not just for BKs. So stay anywhere, but serve everywhere. And Baba said at last, increase this experience. Collect small moments of experiences. Go to the Shantistam and just sit. Don't speak with Baba, let Baba speak to you. Don't talk with him, let him talk to you. Silence the mind and listen to him. What he has to say to you. He has something to say to everyone. Stop the inner commentary, the internal chatter, and the divine musical voice of the Master will flow through you. If you want to listen to the voice of the Divine, your own internal voice should become calm. Sit and listen. Increase the experience. I remember when I was 19 years old, I had once gone to one satsang. It was Bhagavad Katha by Kankeshwari Devi. There was a huge audience sitting. And she was expounding Bhagavad. I just entered and she uttered one word, Gopal, and I fell down. I fainted there only. I felt as if I am the gopi. That was the first spiritual ecstasy, the first spiritual experience. I didn't know anything. I just entered. And she was God-intoxicated saint. She was so immersed in that divine ecstasy. And she just said, Gopal. She was singing some bhajan. And I fell down. Experiences will come to you suddenly. When you prepare yourself, they don't come. When you are unprepared, suddenly they descend. So, the first thing today is power to pack up. The second, power to accommodate. The third, be anywhere but serve everywhere. And the last, increase the experience. Knowledge, you have many. We are all the collector of points, the preachers. Drop the points and become the point. Om Shanti.
The time is right, the divine call of light, the novel morning bright, the divine insight, the eternal countdown begins, the brave heart wins. Oh, sun.